Alrighty.
See, we're ready.
Here we go. I'd like to ask you some personal questions now and get some information about you and the town we're in. What's your name, please?
Warren.
And where do you live?
Ursula.
That's state of Georgia? Okay.
Near Darien County, too?
Yeah, we got that down.
Okay.
Fantastic. Okay. Were you born in Irwin County?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Ursula Street.
How long did you live there?
We lived there till I was about 17 to 24, about 7 years old. And then we moved to Lakeland in 1920. About 23 or 24, and I started school down there, and it's gone there for 3 years. Now we moved back up here in 29.
That was high school down there?
No, grammar school.
Grammar school.
Started school down there. And then we moved back to Osceola in 1929. And we're here ever since then.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the names of the schools down there lately?
I went to Oak Lawn Academy. And I still got my report card.
Really?
Yeah. They had me down for excellent students.
That's good.
And then we had a little chapel program one time, Swat the Fly. Everybody had a fly swatter and they swatted the flies.
Was it in chapel?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That was part of the school? Was required
yes,
to go there?
School program. Yeah. For PTA, I guess. We just want to get a card up and spell out Swat the Fly. Yeah, pretty good little school down there.
Remember anything particular about it or want to tell me?
Any
old stories about things you used to do down there?
Well, nothing too much special, but it was a pretty good school building. It had about 3 brick buildings, I guess, and oak trees on the yard. And the plumbing was built over a creek, and the creek just cleared away. That was flusher, though. I don't guess anybody had indoor plumbing back then, and they really didn't have lights down there. They had lights, had a city power plant, and electricity come on from, I'd be about 3 or 4 o'clock, even about 8 or 9 o'clock at night, the street lights burned about that long, too. And most of all people used kerosene lamps, and they did have water. But the water was high sulfur. It took you a while to get used to that.
What did it taste like?
Rotten eggs. But high sulfur water. I don't know where you're running to it down through here now. But that whole stretch from there to the edge of Florida got high sulfur in it.
What was it like growing up down in Lakeland?
Well, we had a pretty good time. We had an ox in the cart and a goat cart and a wagon. An ox in the cart, we yoke him up and he's taking out 2 ladies to go sleep on you.
Yeah.
And had a goat cart because his tail, he'd run faster. But he'd run in the house and the house went quite high and he'd knock you out back and get you on the head.
How'd you used to hook him up to the cart?
Well, we had to hook him up like a horse, had traces, and harness, and breastplate around the front. And ox had the yoke. He just had just kind of a piece of pipe around his neck. The yoke over the top of the yoke went on the shaft of the wagon and they pulled the cart.
You didn't
use his mind on him, you just told him to be in the hawk. And he did drive himself.
You all have to train him to do that?
Well, somebody else trained him, we just had him. I don't know where daddy got from, some mill worker I think sold him to him. Mm-hmm. Cartnell.
Where's Lakeland by? What county is that in?
Lanier County, about 50 miles south of here. Mm-hmm. Then we moved back up here in 29.